Just do it. Okay.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is 2 p.m. It's Thursday, April 11th, 2024. And this is an afternoon session of the Portland City Council. Why don't we go ahead and I'm gonna read some opening remarks, then we'll get to, well, let's start with calling the roll.
Ryan.
Here.
Gonzalez.
Here.
Knapps.
Here.
Video.
Here.
Yeah.
Here. Legal counsel, you're up. Thanks.
Welcome to the Portland City Council. To testify before council in person or virtually, you must sign up in advance on the council agenda at www.portland.gov/council/agenda. Information on engaging with City Council can be found on the council clerk's webpage. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during City Council meetings. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. A timer will indicate when your time is done. Disruptive conduct, such as shouting, refusing to conclude your testimony when your time is up, or interrupting others' testimony or council deliberations will not be allowed. If you cause a disruption, a warning will be given. Further disruption will result in ejection from the meeting. Anyone who fails to leave once ejected is subject to arrest for trespass. Additionally, council may take a short recess and reconvene virtually. Your testimony today should address the matter being considered. When testifying, state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Disclose if you are a lobbyist. If you are representing an organization, please identify it. For testifiers joining virtually, please unmute yourself once the council clerk calls your name. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. So, colleagues, I want to just give you a heads up here. I'm rescheduling item 302 regarding the revision of the city's chart of accounts to next Wednesday, April 17th. It'll be heard alongside the second reading of item 303, the spring bump on the regular agenda. The reason for that is staff needs a little more time to work through that. With that, we'll move to item 303, the spring supplemental budget, also known as the spring bump. Can you please read item 303?
Mayor, may I also read 302 so that we can move it?
Sure, if that's necessary, yes.
Yeah, thanks. 302, revise the city chart of accounts to show newly created service areas, bureau, and bureau hierarchy, and adopt the updated appropriations schedule.
All right, good. So that's moved to next Wednesday. Yes.
Item 303.
Yep, 303.
Adopt the FY 2023-24 spring supplemental budget and make other budget-related changes.
All right. So as a reminder for those tuning in, the spring bump is one of three major budgeting processes the city undergoes each year. The process is historically comprised of true-ups and relatively small programmatic changes. These funds must be spent or encumbered by the end of our fiscal year, which is June 30th of this fiscal year. Any funds that are not spent or encumbered by June 30th will fall to ending fund balance. During this Tuesday's work session, the City Budget Office overviewed the spring bump as filed and answered the council's questions. I want to express my thanks once more to our budget office for their incredibly good work on the bump and for taking the time to brief each commissioner on this process and the various packages that are involved. Before I turn this over to the budget office, I want to quickly review the order of events for this item. City Budget Office Director Tim Grew will kick us off. CBO Analyst Anthony Locke will walk us through the current spring supplemental budget ordinance. Then council will introduce and second amendments for consideration, after which time we'll hear public testimony if there is any. Once public testimony is complete, the council will deliberate and vote on the amendments. With that, I'll turn this over to City Budget Office Director Tim Grew to kick us off. Good afternoon, Tim.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and good afternoon, commissioners. Since we have met with you in person on the bump and had a work session, our presentation on the budget monitoring process will be short today. But since we are, this is a public hearing, we do want to provide a brief overview for the public. With me today, as the mayor mentioned, is Anthony, who is our bump coordinator. We have the slides up. Do we have the slides up? Excuse us for a minute, the slides aren't showing. Here we go, thank you. Can you go back? Who's controlling here with this? Can you go back a slide? Thank you. The spring bump is focused on the current fiscal year, and it's a process to true up, as the mayor suggested, budgets as needed as we move into the end of the year. The process allows bureaus to request carryover for unspent but required projects going into the next fiscal year, make technical adjustments to the budget. It also allows bureaus to request funding from the compensation set aside for position salaries and benefits. They can also recognize new revenues that are not currently in the budget. And finally, bureaus can request new funding from the general fund contingency for what are truly unforeseen needs. Next slide. As indicated by the mayor, the guidance is provided by the mayor to guide the bump process, including not allowing any new general fund requests, general fund requests to allocate funding into the next fiscal year for one-time work that is not completed, and to return expected year-end unexpended funds that can be used for other needs, and in particular for the next fiscal year. Next slide. Nothing. Sorry, we're having a little trouble with the slides.
Yeah, there's no.
I already did that. We have a problem. I'm sorry about this. Thank you. This is the timeline for the bump process. Following today's hearing, council can recommend amendments, or during this session, amendments to the ordinance, which will be considered and acted upon in the second hearing, which is scheduled for next week on Thursday, April 18th. At that hearing, council will approve the bump. I would now like to have the presentation turn over to Andrew, who will provide a short overview of financial recommendations in the bump. Anthony?
Great. For the record, my name is Anthony. Mayor, Commissioners, good to be here with you. As Tim just mentioned, this is going to be the third time you guys will have heard a version of this presentation, and so we're going to keep it relatively abridged while hitting on some of the key, particularly key general fund related details. So on the slide here, you see an overall picture of the different requests that we, the City Budget Office, recommended for the spring bump. And so what you see here under the decision package types of notes are five types of decision packages that we thought were relevant to highlight regarding our recommendations. So the first is, you see the compensation set aside. So we don't have a slide here that breaks out those numbers individually, but as a reminder, our office received $23.8 million in compensation set aside requests. There's about a $26.5 million balance set aside in that fund. And our office is recommending for all of the compensation set aside requests that we received, the $23.8 million. In addition, we received $17.7 million in requests for policy set aside. And we do have a slide that highlights that information more particularly. But as a reminder, these requests are largely made out of draws from the public safety bureaus in the set aside that you set aside in the fall. And so about $15.3 million has been drawn upon with the remainder potentially available to be drawn on either in the over expenditure ordinance or to be used in a similar way for next year's budget. Third, we're highlighting that due to the mayor's guidance to return general fund resources for any known general fund underspending, we received $1.2 million of return general fund that can be used either to address current year issues or to be used in the mayor's proposed. Fourth, we did receive some cannabis fund carryover requests, and it's not that we're not recommending those requests, but because of the volatile situation in the cannabis fund regarding its revenues, we're recommending a different policy mechanism by which Prosper will receive the funds that they've asked for, but the carryover process technically just wasn't going to work with the balance in the cannabis fund at the moment. And then fifthly, we have the general fund carryover request. So you see there we're recommending $22.5 million out of the $25.7 million that we've received. And below there, you see five different decision packages, and those represent the total sum of the request that we did not recommend for. I'll pause there and see if there are any questions on the high-level overview.
Hearing none.
All right, so here is a slide. So in the work session, we presented a bit of context for how we arrived to these numbers. And here is a slide that shows both the adjustments that were made in the fall bump. So you see there in that second from the left column, there was a draw on unrestricted contingency as well as a sizable contribution to the policy reserves. And our next slide will highlight how those numbers were broken out. And then you see there on the second to the right column in the spring bump recommendations, the total draws that we expect to see in the spring bump based on our recommendations. And so you'll see there's about $950,000 a draw in unrestricted contingency, the $25 million draw on a salary adjustment contingency, which is also the compensation set aside. And then we see 16.6 million draws on the policy reserves, which will be broken out in the next slide. So here is a breakout of the policy set aside. You see there in the second to the left column, the different buckets of general fund resources that council set aside in the fall that bureaus could draw upon as needed in the spring bump or in the over expenditure ordinance. And so you see there was a smaller draw, $560,000 or so on the Beacon Sobering Services current appropriation level, and then a number of other buckets of general fund that were set aside for bureaus to draw on. And then you'll see there on the second to the right column in the fiscal year 23-24 spring bump CBO recs, you see the total policy set aside a request that our office is recommending. So we're recommending that the Beacon Sobering Services current appropriation level would be fully drawn down. And then we're also recommending that the public safety set aside requests that we got from the police and fire bureau are approved. And so that equals that 16.6 million. So that's a high level summary of the different general fund resource buckets that are available for bureaus to draw upon in the spring bump. And I'll pause there and see if there are any questions.
Oh, is any questions? Nope. Yep, we're good.
Thank you.
Does that complete the whole presentation?
That completes it.
Okay, great. Sorry, we didn't rehearse this very well. Then with that, we will now hear and second amendments. And colleagues, if you have any, I'd ask you to please read your proposed amendments and seek a second for that. After all the amendments have been placed on the table for discussion, we'll hear public testimony. I've got a couple, but before I read those in, I'd like to open the floor to my colleagues for any amendments they may have.
I have none.
Very good. All right, so this is Wheeler number one, motion number one. This is a motion to make the following adjustments to the supplemental budget as filed to pay for the attorney's fees and costs associated with two very recent legal settlements. The first is Michael Kessler versus Ted Wheeler, mayor of the city of Portland, and Tozer et al. Versus the city of Portland. This amendment would increase interfund cash transfer expenses in the legal priorities reserve subfund and the citywide obligations reserve fund to the general fund by $166,893. It would increase the bureau program expenses in the city attorney's office general fund by $166,893. It would reduce contingency in the general fund policy set aside for attorney's office current year costs by $700,000. It would increase interfund cash transfer expense from the fund and debt management general fund to the insurance and claims operating fund by $700,000. It would increase interfund cash transfer revenue to the insurance and claims operating fund by $700,000. It would increase bureau program expenses in the risk management division insurance and claims operating fund by $700,000. It would update exhibits 1 to 5 as needed to reflect this change. Do I have a second?
Second.
Commissioner Mapp, second. Wheeler, motion two would be a motion to make the following adjustments to the supplemental budget as filed to include carryover funds for the Portland Committee on Community Engaged Policing to facilitate community engagement necessary for compliance with the United States Department of Justice settlement. This decreases bureau program expenses in the Office of Public Safety General Fund by $133,000 to be carried over into fiscal year 2024-25. It would increase general fund policy set aside for a program carryover to balance this change. It would update exhibits 1 to 5 as needed to reflect this change. Can I get a second?
Second.
Commissioner Mapp seconds that as well. No additional amendments. With that, Keelan, do we have anybody signed up to testify on this item?
No one signed up.
All right, very good. Ah, there's the rest of my page. So that gets us then. Is there any further discussion on any of this? All right, so to the amendments, Wheeler 1, please call the roll.
Ryan.
Aye.
Gonzalez.
Aye.
Maps.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment carries. Please call the roll on Wheeler Amendment 2.
Ryan.
Aye.
Gonzalez.
Aye.
Maps.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment carries. Thank you to the City Budget Office team for your hard work and your succinct presentation today. This is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. This item passes to second reading as amended. That concludes our business.
Thank
correct?
You.
All right. Yep.
Possibly a world's record there.
Thank you.